All right. Praise the Lord. Great to see y'all here this evening. And those of us that are online, if you would stand, if you can, we're going to start out by singing, "How Great Are You, Lord?" How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart that sought and rescued me? How great are you, Lord? How great is your mercy? How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Lord? How great is your love? It reaches to the heavens. How great is the heart that sought and rescued me? Your mercy. How great are the things that you have done for me? How great are you, Lord? Your loving kindness is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Lord? Is filling my heart as I sing, how great are you, Jesus. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. that is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Amen. Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing if my way is clear, praying if the path be drear, if in danger for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whate'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him where'er befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any pick of hymns this evening? I heard a couple numbers earlier. Number 3, that was what it was. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore Thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before Thee, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide Thee, though the eye of sinful man Thy glory may not see, only Thou art holy, there is none beside Thee, perfect in power, in love, in purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all the work shall praise Thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others this evening? 5:06. All right. I'd rather have Jesus. Yeah. Yes. It was easier to turn to 5:06 than 3 because it's near the beginning. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hand than to be the King of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus. us than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? Oh, okay. Let's see if I know 444. We can do it tonight or we can do it Wednesday night. I love to tell the story. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we know it. Yep, in just a second here. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, more wonderful it seems than all the golden fancies of all our golden dreams. I love to tell the story, it did so much for me. And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, 'tis pleasant to read. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story, for those who know it best seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, 'twill be the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and his love. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Uh-oh. There you go, man. Stretch it out. All right. What are the praises? Anybody got a praise tonight?
I'm very thankful. Jackie came through her surgery good.
Yes.
And she even braved it out and came to church this morning. I'm like,
amen.
Wow.
Amen. That was
that
big.
A blessing. That, I mean, she had every excuse not to, but she was here.
Yes,
I'm
she
so
came.
Thankful
wow,
for that.
Man.
And then also, I've been talking to my neighbor, Aurora. And we had a garage sale in our neighborhood yesterday, and I got to talk to her more. And she started telling me a little bit about herself and things she's going through. Anyway, I've invited her to church, and she's been looking for a church that's closer,
yeah.
Bible preaching church, and so she says that she wants to come. So
come
I'm
on,
gonna
Aurora.
I'm gonna try to work it out.
Work it out, Aurora.
Okay.
Amen. We praise the Lord for more prospects. Amen. That's great. Any other praises?
Any more praises? We got one over here.
One over here.
Scott Pope James.
Miss Terry. Got a praise.
I want to thank the Lord for a wonderful, wonderful, productive time in Uganda last week. It was really rewarding because we got to see the fruits of Rescue Hope's, all the work they've done to get this hospital off the ground.
Amen.
And it was so fun to be able to lead people to the Lord. The first day I was there, I had several patients that came up, and I was rather worried because I would just start talking to them, and they would say, I need to get saved. I need to ask the Lord to save me. And
wow.
I thought, okay, so are you just saying this because you want to get well? Are you saying
yeah,
you
want
to
right,
please
right.
me?
Or right, right,
whatever.
Right.
But what I didn't know was outside on the other side of the hospital, they were singing, but they were also preaching.
Yes.
So while they were sitting there in the tents waiting for their turn, they were getting the gospel.
Amen.
And
that's
it
what
was,
we prayed for.
Yeah, that was so exciting.
Yeah.
And so my first patient that I got was one of the sickest that we had, and it was a patient that it was a 1.5-year-old that the daddy brought him the night before so he could be seen, and they slept on the lawn.
Oh my goodness!
And I got to take care of that baby, and we did saved his life, and I'm just so grateful for that. I'm so grateful
Amen.
For my church. I was so happy. You can't even imagine the joy of handing them over these wonderful first class pieces of equipment.
Amen.
And they were thrilled. They
Praise
were
the Lord.
So thrilled, and that was so fun. And I told them my little church gave what they could, and they gave in abundance, and this is why I can bring this to you. So,
amen.
It was a blessing.
Amen. Anybody else with praise?
Now you know why I recommended 444. I love to tell the story. That was your theme song over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, man.
Amen.
That's right. All right. Anybody online with a praise? Online folks, good to have you all tonight. Anybody? No. No praises?
Well, I got one.
You got praise?
Right. Yeah, praise the Lord that I'm still alive.
Still alive. Amen. Didn't drop.
As I run this little race yesterday.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord that I didn't hear nobody else getting hurt. You know, running, you know, there was over probably 5,000 people there.
Yep.
And, you know, and...
What 10K was it?
Huh?
What 10K? What?
I ran a 10K, but it was a 10K, a 10K half marathon and marathon. Three
so what,
races.
What was the name of it? Where were y'all
Woodlands,
at?
The Woodlands.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So was the Methodist? Yeah, Methodist put it
Methodist
on.
Put it on. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Amen.
But anyway, praise the Lord, I made it, didn't have a heart attack. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh yeah, well.
Frank, he was fourth in his age group.
Yeah. Everybody does that. Everybody, they were nine. I was four. You didn't say how many were running? Four.
Hey man, he was.
Everybody does that.
He was the middle of the pack, man. Ain't nothing wrong being. Somebody got to be in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was in pain, dude. Well, anyway, I just praise the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen, amen. All right. Anybody else with a praise? All right, prayer requests.
Well, I guess I'll start off. I'll just pray for my mom. She's been struggling.
Yep.
You know, energy and just she goes down, you know, up and down, roller coaster ride, being by herself. And pray for my son, Kevin. So I'll
lead us in that prayer, Jim. Amen.
Dear Father, I just want to lift up my mom to you and just... Lord, I thank you for Mom, and thank you for she's still here with me, Lord. And she's just ailing and just weak and just down and out. She just wants to feel good, and we all want her to feel good.
Amen.
And Lord, but pray for her spirits to be lifted up, and just pray for her safety. Don't let her fall. Just put a hedge of protection around that house.
Yes.
And I want to lift up Kevin to you as he struggles every day with his little drug addiction he has, and... you know, I just pray that he'd be able to keep his job, don't lose his job, and they're looking for a home, so I pray that they'll be able to find that home, and maybe that'll put the pressure on him to know he has to work and straighten his life out to take care of his wife and his two children, Lord, and just lift him up to you, and I just pray that somebody or something, he just sees that he needs help, whatever. Lord, I just pray that you send that way.
Amen.
In the Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, what else are the prayer needs? Yes, ma'am, Miss Alita.
I have a couple of prayer requests. For Annabelle, there's cataract surgery on Tuesday.
Oh, my.
For Miss Bicky.
Yes.
I think she's getting shots maybe in her knee, plus her back is still bothering her.
Yeah.
For Miss Socorro, all the homebound precious people that are still out there, and they still watch you on
Amen.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube. Yeah, so. Will you lead us in that prayer? Yeah. Thank you, Miss Alita.
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, lifting Annabelle up, Lord, to you.
Yes.
We know that she will praise you in everything
Amen.
That you will do for her, and we know that you have her, Lord, in your arms, and you're taking care of her, and you will make this surgery a success, dear Lord, and that's what we look for the report on. Lord, we pray for Miss Bicky also, Lord, and and the struggles that she's having lately on her back and with her knee, Lord. We pray that you will just ease that pain, Lord. Let her have some rest in between. And pray for Sharon also. She's struggling, too, with her foot, but she's doing wonderful, and she's taking care of her mom so well, Lord. We pray for Sharon as well and lift them up, Lord. We pray for Miss Socorro. Also with her health issues, and we pray for good night's rest for her
Amen.
As well, Lord. She really needs some good rest, and we know that you will give it to her as time goes on, Lord. And she thanks you for every little 30 minutes here or there that she does get, Lord. We pray for her strength. We pray for her rest, Lord. And we lift all the shut-ins to you, Lord, that you know who they are, and Lord, that you see them, and you know their heart, Lord, and you know they would love to be here in your house, Lord,
yes.
to hear your word in person, Lord. But we thank you for Brother Steve for being faithful and putting this in Jeremiah, putting all this on live stream, Lord, and we praise you for all that wonderful work there, because even when I couldn't even come to church, Lord, I really enjoyed having that. So
amen.
We thank you for the blessings of that in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Brother Lee, I got a call from Lois Thornton.
Yeah.
And her brother's wife passed away, Mark.
Oh,
Sandy was her name. That'd be Mary Qualls' sister-in-law.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Mary Qualls was married to the other Lois' brother.
Yeah.
Okay. But he's from here in the Magnolia area, and it just happened today, so I don't have all the details on it. And but we need to lift that family
up. Did they have a church home? Did they have a church home?
Well, they used to be a member of this church at one time, and I don't
think I've met them.
No, I don't believe so. It's been years.
Forever and a day.
I know they're in the one of the old directories, but
okay.
I think they may have gone to Silver Springs a little bit. Okay. I think they live over in that area.
Over there.
Yeah. But I really don't have any establishment on that. But anyway, that's we just need to lift that family
Amen.
Up in prayers.
Okay. Yeah, you lead us, brother. Amen.
All right. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, asking for mercy and comfort during this time, Lord, as Lois's brother's Mark's wife, Sandy, has gone before us, Lord, and we ask that you surround this family with your love, with your understanding and comfort during this time of need, Lord, and may you be glorified by that family, Lord, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Any other prayer needs? Oh, we got one over there? Okay.
I'm going to go with her and then we'll call you, okay?
All right.
She's close.
Round robin. Round robin. All right.
I'm heading out again. One more trip, and then I'll be home for a while to Mexico City.
Mexico City, that's right.
This coming Saturday, we'll be going with Heritage Baptist Church out of Keller, Texas.
Keller, Texas.
We'll send a group of medical people, and we'll be there for a week in several different locations.
Yes.
Anyway, just pray for our safety and that many people will come to know the Lord.
Amen.
Mexico City.
Mexico City, and from Keller, Texas.
Heritage Baptist, Mexico City.
Amen. Will you lead us in that prayer?
Sir.
Somebody pray for that?
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you to put a hand of protection on Terry as she travels and new adventures and
Amen.
More mission work, Lord. And we just thank you for all that mission work she does. And
yes.
And Lord, we just ask a blessing in this, Please. Lord, that you know, somebody gets saved. Yeah,
Amen.
Come to come know Jesus. And we just thank you, Terry, for doing what you're doing, and just ask God to bless you in all these many ways. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. All right. You got one, brother?
Yeah, Lori's boss, Glenn, has, he needs some just prayer for encouragement in general, because he's signed divorce papers, and
He
has increased bills at the store here that he owns, and his AC needs fixed, and he has some kitchen work to do, and
he just needs
general
on.
Encouragement.
Amen. Will you lead us in that prayer, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Amen.
Dear Father in heaven, please pray for Glenn that you encourage him and in his situation right now, and please give him the resources to get all the things fixed and paid that he needs to, and just please run other good Christians across his path and encourage him in Jesus' name, and please just help him to find a good church home somewheres, and Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Yes, ma'am.
And I want to pray for my sister Rosemary, whose surgery is coming up. So she went through her last chemo. So we don't have a date yet for the surgery, but it should be coming up really soon. So just want to kind of pray for her ahead of time, because I know there's a lot of fear there, and then also my son Taylor, who's come to the church before, just dealing with a lot of personal problems in his home, and I believe the Lord's got His hand all in it, and just pray that God would use this to bring him closer.
Tell
and
him
his
it's
whole
time,
family.
Tell him it's time to get married.
Yeah, that'd be the first thing.
Say, come on.
Yeah.
Pastor Leah, marry you up.
Yeah. Well, it even goes further than that, which but hey, God is big enough and He can cover all of that. So.
Yeah, man.
And I'm thankful. So, hey, sometimes things got to get interrupted a little
gotta
bit.
Got to get to the end of yourself. Got to get.
So, before
gotta,
you make a change, right?
Got to get to the end of yourself before you figure out where
so
who
thankful.
God is. Where do they live? Do they live around here close?
Yeah, they live about 20 minutes away. Well, they live over near the 1960 Louetta area.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not too far.
Well, tell him Pastor Lee's available if he needs to chit-chat.
I will definitely do
that. I'll put that marriage counseling bug in his ear. Amen. Yes. You pray. You pray for them. All right.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord. Just want to thank you for my sister Rosemary being such a blessing in my life, Lord, and being a major part of me even getting saved, Father, and others in our family, Lord. And I just pray, lift her up today, Father. I know she's here on the tail end, and, Lord, getting ready to have this surgery, Lord God, one of two. Father, I pray you calm her fears and just be with her, Lord. Give her calmness and a peace, Lord God, and help her continue to be a testimony through all this, Lord, as all the nurses and doctors have already remarked, Father, about the joy she has, and it's just unexplainable. And Father, but we know it's you. And Father, we thank you so much for that. I pray that you be with her, guide the physicians as they do this operation on her, Father, the surgery, Lord God, and just be with every part of it, Lord God, and bring her out safely, Lord. And Father, I do lift up Taylor to you.
Yes.
Father, and Bobby, and all the kids, Lord, and you know what's going on, Father, and I just pray, Lord, that you would work. And Father,
amen.
Give him some wisdom, Father, Lord God, on how to deal with all this, Lord God. And Father, I would pray that you would use this situation, Lord God, to draw him near to you, Father.
Amen.
Father, because when we are weak, God, we know you're strong, Lord God, and help them to find strength in you, Lord. And I just love you, and I thank you so much for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, anybody else?
I got one more. Kathy's Aunt Linda, his grandson passed away. Linda, he's about 32 years old.
Linda Hudson's grandson?
Yeah, Linda Hudson, yeah.
Oh.
And anyway, it was just on had a heart attack.
32?
Yeah, he's same thing with Kevin, a lot of issues with drugs and stuff like that. But I don't know much about all that, but I know he's had a pretty hard life up and down. Tried to commit suicide a couple of times.
When's the funeral?
Tuesday.
Where's the funeral? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, they had to find a church. But,
what time? What time? One. Okay. One is the viewing, two is the service.
Yeah.
Will you text me the details? Okay, text me the details.
Yeah, his name was Andrew. So
Andrew.
Andrew was his name, and I'm just going to pray for him.
Amen.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we come to you, Lord, the Almighty God, creator of all things. Lord, we just lift up my Aunt Linda and and losing of her grandson. You just be with Andrew's mom as they all are going through a pretty hard time, Lord, and putting this funeral together was pretty tough, too. So, Lord, we just ask you to put a hedge of protection around them. Just touch them. And, God, we pray that somebody comes to know Jesus through this, Lord. And,
that's right.
We really just pray that they have a peace of mind and rest these next few days and just let this service go together and all this be done in your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Is that the balance of it? Amen. Those of you with unspokens, raise your hand. Amen. Okay. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'll close this out. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, we thank you for these praises that were mentioned, Lord, and just praise to you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We're thankful for our salvation tonight, Lord. We're thankful that we can bear one another's burdens and share these prayer needs. And Lord, we're thankful for those that have interceded on behalf of others. And we're just thankful for the concert of prayer tonight. Lord, we pray it would be a worshipful offering, and Lord, we just lay it at your feet. And Lord, we represent, we pray for these unspoken requests tonight, those that have lifted a hand, those that are watching online. Lord, we just seek to give those requests up to you, and we thank you, Lord, that you hear us. And Lord, we know that you're working for us and not against us. And Lord, may we rest in your sovereignty, may we rest in your perfect timing, may we rest that you know better than us, and that your ways are not our ways. And so, Lord, we pray that you work these unspoken requests out, that you bring restitution and reconciliation, Lord, and spiritual breakthroughs and all kinds of different things that are represented by these prayer requests. Lord, we just lift them up to you. And, Lord, we're just asking that you help us carry them another day. And so, Lord, we praise you for your word tonight. We're thankful that we can be in it, and we just count it a blessing to be here. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said, amen. All right, we are in Leviticus chapter 11. I will not invite you to stand because we're going to cover quite a few verses here, and we'll be getting to them shortly as we go through this Bible study. Now, last time we were together, we were talking about how the The animal's death is what does what? The animal's death contaminates the animal. And I mean, I don't know if this is God giving me an illustration or what, but Lillian, my youngest, is dog sitting, so to speak, which means me and Stephanie are actually doing the dog sitting because Lillian can't drive and it's not in our neighborhood. So it's over by James and Kathy. So we've been going over morning and night, sometimes three times a day, letting their dog out. They've got a pretty sizable pool in the backyard, and they're on a pretty decent sized lot. I don't know if they're acre lots or half acre. I don't. They're big. I don't know what. But anyway, Stephanie goes over there this morning. It was her turn. I tapped out. I said, "It's your turn." So she went over this morning. Lillian was still sacked out, and she sends me a picture of a dead armadillo in the bottom of their pool. And I was like, oh my. And so I texted the owners and said, is there something you want us to do with this? Or do you have a pool guy? They said, would you fish that thing out with the net and put it in the wooded area between our house and the neighbors? And I said, certainly, I'll do that. But you know what? I was having my wife look up, what can you catch from an armadillo? Because in their death, it is going to be what? Contaminated, brother, unclean. And you know what them little booger bears carry? I was telling James before the service. That is correct. Leprosy. So I did not want to touch that thing with my little handy hands. I flopped and fished him out of the water, flopped him into a wheelbarrow. I was looking for neighbors coming out of the gate, you know, hope nobody sees him. And I wheeled him into the lot between their house and dumped him out, man. The animal's death, and praise the Lord, he wasn't stinking yet because he'd been kept cool in that water. But the animal's death is what contaminates the animal. So if we're going to eat a creature, the first thing we generally do to, we don't eat them alive, we end up what? Taking their life. We kill them. So the death of any creature contaminates it and makes it clean. You have a certain window, man. You got to get it clean. You got to get prepared. Got to get it heated and cook it and eat it. We said this. We said, what is the only way for an animal to be clean in its death? And we said there is only one way in which an animal can be killed in order for it to be clean, and that is to offer it as a sacrifice to God. And we're going to get to that when we get to Leviticus chapter 17. Now, as we continued on and as we were ending last time, we said, now if we're to go through the Bible and circle the word carcass or carcasses, we would see that we are stepping over carcasses all the way through the second half of chapter 11 because these animals contaminate in their death, but the cure for contamination is given. So what is the cure? Essentially, we're dealing with misdemeanor offenses in chapter 11, okay? Light offenses in chapter 11 in regards to God's law. These are not felony-type offenses, because usually one is only unclean, and we talked a little bit about this, until the evening. And one may be cleansed by simply washing oneself off or the item involved in water. Praise the Lord for water, amen? And for lye, and for soap, and all that stuff. So if a clay pot was defiled and could not be cleansed, then what would they do with that? They would destroy it. But normally the solution was to wash it with water, and in the evening it would be cleansed. Now, with that said, there are greater levels of uncleanness in chapter 12 and following. But these are the lesser matters in chapter 11, which we seek to cover tonight, and they are solved by the application of water itself. Now, as we go through, begin this, and try to make a little headway here this evening, chapter 11, we want to go through the categories of cleanness and uncleanness as they are defined by God in these verses. So look at 11:1 with me. The Lord spoke again to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them, notice in that verse 1 of chapter 11 that God spoke again to Moses and to Aaron, saying to them. I think this is significant because normally God would have what? he would have spoken through Moses, but now he's speaking through Moses and Aaron. Now, you may remember that I suggested from our chapter 8 through 10 studies that Aaron, as the great high priest, now that he is installed, has kind of come into his own, and he has a leadership role to play, and now Moses and Aaron share that leadership role. Also, it is the priests who will declare whether something is clean or unclean, so this is a priestly function, and it is natural that Aaron would be the one addressed, as well as Moses, in terms of what makes or constitutes cleanness or uncleanness. Still with me? First category, there are the land animals. Look at verses 2 through 8 with me. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, these are the creatures which you may eat from all the animals that are on the earth. Whatever divides a hoof, thus making split hoofs, and choose the cud among the animals that you may eat. Nevertheless, you are not to eat of these among those which chew the cud or among those which divide the hoof, the camel. For though it chews cud, it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. Likewise, the shaphan. For though it chews cud, it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. The rabbit also, for though it chews cud, it does not divide. No rabbit stew here, folks. No rabbit stew. The rabbit also, for though it chews cud, it does not divide the hoof. It is unclean to you. And the pig, for though it divides the hoof, thus making a split hoof, it does not. No Boston hiney roast. Split the hoof, it does not chew cud. It is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their carcasses. They are unclean to you. Now, two basic stipulations. You saw it there as we went through that, which must be met for an animal that dwells on the land that can be considered for it to be considered clean and therefore can be eaten by the Israelite. It must be split-hoofed, and it must be a cud chewer, right? It cannot be just one of those. It must be both of those. So a non-cud chewing split hoofer is not good enough. The animal has to be both. And the text makes it clear. Now, when you get to where it says a rabbit, for example, is called a cud chewer, and I think we can both understand, all of us understand this evening, that we understand that rabbits don't have four stomachs, right? Like a cow, right? But they still chew, right? They look like they're chewing a cud, even though they're not chewing a cud. But if we watched a rabbit eat, we would observe that little guy, the way he eats his food. When's he going to swallow? Because he sure is chewing a whole lot. Isn't that right, Lori? Yeah, Lori could testify to that. Them little guys chew and chew and chew and chew some more. Now, back when me and the wife, our first babies, before we had babies, we had Dalmatians. Had two big old dogs. And I want to tell you, we had those two dogs together, and we'd be given treats, or we'd be given scrap meat, or we'd be given steak bones, or whatever. Well, I know a lot of people don't do that today. We did that back in the day. We have a steak bone. We have two of them. We'd give one to one and one to the other boy, and they would go their separate ways and tear them steak bones up. But back when we had Dalmatians, we understood them not to be cud chewers. They were not cud chewers. We would throw a piece of food or a piece of scrap or something that they thought was edible. We would throw it on the floor or throw it in their direction. They did not chew it at all. They simply inhaled it, right? They inhaled that thing, man. Just, it was gone. Now, they would simply inhale the food instead of chewing it, getting in. And I would look at them going, you're not even going to savor that? I mean, you're not even going to get any flavor out of it? And why would they do that? They would do that because they did not want their fellow Dalmatian to have any of what they thought they were going to get. So they did not chew their cud. But when we look at a rabbit, we see that a rabbit sort of works that food and works on it. And just like mothers telling their children that they ought to what? Chew their meat. Chew your meat up before you try to swallow it. Anybody ever seen a kid choke on a piece of meat because they didn't chew it up? What are you thinking? You got to chew that meat. Quit taking such big bites and chew your meat, right? Sound familiar? Yeah, chew your meat, right? Amen? Makes sense, right? So a cud chewer does not technically have to be cow-like and having multiple stomachs, but one that chews its food well. Now, I think we could say it is that which chews its non-meat food well. So cud chewers are vegetarians. It is to be split-hoofed and cud chewing if it is clean, and therefore the Israelites may partake of it. Now, this breaks my heart when we get to verses 9 through 12. Pastor Lee's a shellfish eater, right? Me like them. If it's got a shell on it and it swimmeth in the sea, I want to put it in a pot with some seasoning and crack that thing open and eat it. Amen? But not so much here. Verses 9 through 12. Do not, 11, 9. Let me get there. These you may eat, whatever is in the water, all that have fins and scales. Now that's our redfish and our trout and our drum. Those in the water and in the seas or in the rivers you may eat. But whatever is in the sea, and notice no catfish because catfish don't have scales, but whatever is in the seas and in the rivers that does not have fins and scales, among all the teeming life of the water and among all the living creatures that are in the water, they are detestable things to you. And they shall be abhorrent to you. You may not eat of their flesh and their carcasses. You shall detest. Whatever in the water does not have fins and scales is abhorrent to you. Now that makes me sad because I like me some catfish, doesn't have scales. And I like me some crab, doesn't have fins or scales. And I like me some lobster, doesn't have no fins and scales. I like me some shrimp. I like me some Alaskan king crab. Don't get it maybe once a year, but I like it, amen? There ain't nothing sweeter than that meat, taking that out of there after it's come out of that pot of boiling water, dipping it in the butter, and throwing it in the mouth, man. And you don't inhale that. You chew that and savor that, amen? You know what I'm talking about, right? All right. When we come to the creatures that dwell in the sea, they must meet two qualifications, as mentioned, fin and scales. Now, that's certainly the norm. Those of us who are fishermen, I've never tried to fish for Alaskan king crab. I've never tried to fish for lobster. When I throw a hook in, I'm always wanting something with scales and fins and gills, a redfish or a saltwater trout, right? Those of us who are fishermen and hope to catch something when we throw our lines in, we expect to get fins and scales. The sea creature must have both of those in order to qualify. That'd be a question I'd want to ask the Lord one day when I see Him face to face. Why? Why? Right? That would mean that creatures that live in the sea, like shrimp and like lobster and those kinds of creatures, would not qualify. Only those that have fins and scales, only those that are fishy would be clean. Only the fishy things would be clean. It's kind of an oxymoron, but that's just the way it is. Amen? Third, those creatures that are in the air. We're in chapter 11. All right? Those, moreover, you shall detest among the birds. They are abhorrent, not to be eaten, the eagle and the vulture and the buzzard and the kite, the falcon in its kind. Every raven in its kind, and the ostrich and the owl, and the seagull, and the hawk in its kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant, and the great owl, and the white owl, and the pelican, and the carrion vulture, and the stork, the heron in its kind, and the hoopoe, and the bat. Right? Wow. That's the creature of the air. Does not have to have two things, but rather it seems as though those creatures in the air are creatures that are non-vulture-like. So if it's a vulture kind of a bird, it's a no-no. That is, they are not sitting around waiting for something to die so they can go pick it up and eat it. The acceptable birds look as though they are not meat eaters or those that feed off of the dead carcasses of other creatures. Does that make sense? So if it's a meat eater or if it's a carrion bird, it feeds off the dead things, then it's kind of a no-no. If it's more of a vegetarian bird, then it's more acceptable. Then we have flying insects that are described, verses 20 through 23. All the winged insects that walk on all fours are detestable to you, yet these you may eat among all the winged insects which walk on all fours. those which have above their feet jointed legs with which to jump on the earth. These of them you may eat, the locust and its kind, and the devastating locust and its kind, and the cricket and its kinds, and the grasshopper in its kinds. Right? Right, right? You see it? But all other winged insects which are four-footed are detestable to you. Here, all flying insects are called unclean with the exception of those that have a set of jumper legs. That is the key, which propel them so they can leap through the air and thus propel themselves through the air. So jumping, flying insects are edible. All the rest are not. And I've seen on TV before people, novelty, they'll, I don't know how they prepare them, but they cook crickets somehow and eat them and say, oh yeah, crunchy, protein, and grasshoppers and not for me. I'll go back to the shellfish. I'm not eating the flying insect. But these were considered to be clean if they propelled themselves. Then we come to a fourth category as we kind of round it out this evening. Fourth category of dead animals which are unclean. Back to the dead animals, verses 24 through 28. By these moreover, chapter 11, verse 24, by these moreover, you will be made unclean. Whoever touches their carcasses becomes unclean until evening. Whoever picks up any of their carcasses shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Concerning all the animals which divide the hoof, but do not make a split hoof, or which do not chew cud, they are unclean to you. Whoever touches them becomes unclean. Also, whatever walks on its paws, among all the creatures that walk on all fours are unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcasses becomes unclean until evening. And the one who picks up their carcasses shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. They are unclean to you. Essentially, what it's saying here, as we began talking about it tonight, any dead animal other than an animal which has been killed through the sacrificial process in the front of the door of the tent of meeting is unclean. There are unclean animals that will defile in their death, and there are clean animals that will defile man in their death if their death is not a sacrificial death. The carcasses are that which can contaminate. For example, if a person eats a cow, which has just been killed by a wolf, right? That person would be ceremonially unclean, even though he could eat the meat if it were sacrificed to God. Make sense? Make sense? Yep, yep. So then we come to this fifth category, and we shall end it here tonight. And that is the swarming animals, verses 29 through 31 in your Bibles of Leviticus chapter 11. Now these are to you the unclean among the swarming things which swarm on the earth, the mole and the mouse and the great lizard in its kinds, and the gecko and the crocodile and the lizard and the sand reptile and the chameleon. These are to you the unclean among all the swarming things. Whoever touches them when they are dead becomes unclean until evening. Right? See it? There's a bit of a puzzle when we read this category, but this category includes things like mice and lizards. Why are they called swarming? Well, that's a good question. Scholars tell us because they go about together in groups, and they seem to have an erratic, unpredictable manner of movement. Amen, amen. When we come back next time on Wednesday night, we will get into a general definition of cleanness and uncleanness. Amen, church? Let's pray it out tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you, Lord, that we can cover some ground tonight in Leviticus 11. And Lord, we pray that as we come back on Wednesday and make a quick review, that we're able to go further into these chapters, get further into chapter 11, perhaps even touching on chapter 12. Lord, thank you for your word. May you wash your church with your word. May you prepare us as that bride by your word. We thank you for it, Lord. May we seek to live it, as we prayed this morning, live out that gospel in front of a lost and dying world. Thank you, Lord, that you have washed us clean by the blood of the Lamb, Lord. You have washed away the penalty of our sin. And Lord, we stand in honor and we bow in honor and we thank you for that great gift you've bestowed upon us. It's in your name we pray and God's people said, amen. All right, online folks, we will see you next time.